Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to TF1 conference call. I now hand over to Mr. Philippe Denery. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us. I will start with a summary of our results for the first quarter of 2012, and then I will be happy to take questions. First of all, I would like to point out that Q1 2012 is in line with our forecast for the quarter and consistent with our guidance for the full year 2012. We therefore confirm our guidance in terms of revenues and programming costs, which should reach 930 million euros on an average over 2012 and 2013, which is 20 million euros lower than the guidance we had given for the period 2011-2012. Let's start by looking at audience figures. TV consumption has increased again during the first quarter 2012, reaching 4 hours 17 minutes for women under 50, +6% versus Q1 2011, and 4 hours 6 minutes for individuals, +4% compared to last year. Competition on the French TV market remained tough during the first quarter, but TF1 has maintained its strong leadership with a core channel audience share of 22.9% on individuals and 25.7% on women under 50. Prime time remains strong, with an average of 6.5 million viewers in Q1 2012, -1.5% versus Q1 2011. The TF1 core channel had 47 of the top 50 ratings of the quarter. Note that TF1 core channel audience share has been increasing month by month throughout the quarter, 22.3% in January, 22.6% in February, and 23.6% in March, thanks to an efficient programming policy with innovative and successful programs on strategic day parts. At end of March 2012, TMC and NT1 are still increasing their audience share. TMC reached 3.5% on individuals and 3.9% on women below 50, +3% and +8% respectively. TMC is a leading DTT channel on individuals and women below 50, thanks to strong and efficient programming. NT1 is enjoying strong growth in its audience share, which has reached 2% on individuals and 2.7% on women under 50, +31% and 29% respectively. These growth rates are among the highest on the French market in Q1, reflecting the efficient positioning and programming of this channel. Overall, the TF1 Group's audience share at end of March 2012 reached 28.5% on individuals and 32.3% on women under 50. Now, let's turn to group revenues. As a whole, group consolidated revenues for the first quarter 2012 reached 628 million euros, +2.3% year-on-year. Total advertising revenues for the group were stable over the first three months, with continued good performances from TMC and NT1. The growth of video advertising on the internet and the integration of Metro mitigate the decrease of the core channel advertising revenues. TF1 continues to demonstrate its ability to diversify its advertising revenue stream in order to sustain its position. Advertising revenues for the core channel decreased by 3.9% to end of March 2012, reaching 339.5 million euros. This decrease is a consequence of several factors. Uncertainties concerning the global economy are affecting advertisers' investment decisions. Traditionally, the first quarter is not a quarter of value recovery. Demand is low, and this has been the case this year even more than last year. TF1's commercial policy during the first quarter has been to adapt prices for its clients at a reasonable level in order to sustain the advertising demand. This explains why advertising volumes have increased by 3% during the quarter. Other diversification revenues grew by 10.7% over the first 3 months of 2012, reaching €289.1 million. Practically all diversification activities contributed to this good performance. Metro France has been consolidated since July 28, 2011. Other channels generated €79.7 million of revenues to end of March 2012, plus 5.8% compared to 2011, driven by a robust growth for free-to-air DTT channels. Other activities in the broadcasting France sector performed well in terms of revenues, except for production activities, which revenues were down year-on-year due to seasonal effects. You know the very robust performance of our digital business, ETF1, which recorded a 26.4% increase in revenues over the quarter. The audiovisual rights sector recorded a 31.4% revenue increase over the first quarter of 2012, with sales reaching €38.1 million, thanks both to TF1 Video and TF1 Audiovisual Rights. TF1 audiovisual rights revenues grew by 31% to €8.9 million, thanks to an increase in sales of catalog products over the quarter. And TF1 Video revenues reached €29.2 million, up by 31.5%, owing to a high quality of lineup with the movie The Intouchables, which is well performed. Broadcasting International revenues increased slightly over the first quarter, up by 1.3%, reaching €85.6 million. Subscribers' revenues are still on an uptrend, rising by 8%. Advertising revenues fell by 17% due to tough economic conditions throughout Europe. Now, let's turn to cost side. TF1 core channel programming costs increased to €237.7 million at end of March 2012 versus €205.4 million for the same period last year. Several factors, some being non-recurring, can account for this €32.3 million increase. First of all, Q1 2011 offers an unfavorable comparative basis as it integrated savings linked with some programs that were postponed. TF1 has also invested during Q1 2012 in order to strengthen programming in some time slots, entertainment and movies. And third reason, a larger number of French dramas were broadcast in Q1 2012, which led to a non-recurring increase in drama programming costs. This increase is related to the broadcasting of first runs of French dramas acquired before 2009, when our investment obligation and TF1 advertising revenues were at their peak. Other operating costs, including depreciation and amortizations, are down €12.6 million in the first quarter of 2012, including non-recurring profit linked to a tax reclamation. Depreciation and amortization are down €12.9 million. This decrease is partly due to the absence in Q1 2012 of a non-recurring provision that has been recorded in Q1 2011. In relation to disposed activities, which were SPS and TCM. It is also due to reversal of provision relating to written-off expired programs. As a consequence, consolidated current operating profit for the first quarter of 2012 was €56 million, €5.5 million less compared to Q1 2011. This level of operating profit is in line with what we expected for the quarter. The next quarter of the year, which will unfold in an economic environment that remains uncertain, will not be impacted by the previously mentioned non-recurring costs. To summarize the evolution of the current operating profit of TF1 Group for the first quarter of 2012, it's a result of four main factors. The difficult economic environment, which has led to a decrease in TF1 core channel advertising revenues and profits. Two non-recurring items impacting TF1 core channel operating profits. but also dynamic and increasingly profitable diversification activities. I would like to confirm that the first quarter 2012 is in line with our initial expectations for the full year and doesn't change our view of 2012. Consolidated net profit attributable to the group amounted to 35.2 million euros to the end of March 2012, down by 11.2 million euros compared to the first quarter of 2011. I just want to recall that the non-recurring tax savings of 13.4 million euro had been recorded in Q1 2011 in connection with the disposal of SPS. Cost of net debt was in fact a profit of 0.1 million euro, as the group is cash rich at 31st March 2012, with a net cash of 36 million euro at March 31st versus a net debt position of 41 million euro at end of December 2011. To sum up this quarter, the first quarter 2012, although impacted by a difficult economic environment, is consistent with our expectations and doesn't change our perception and view of how 2012 could perform, both in terms of revenues and profitability. TF1 has adapted its commercial policy during the quarter in order to provide support to our clients and sustain volumes. In terms of costs for the core channel, the first quarter is not representative of the full year due to a non-recurrent item that has impacted the current operating profit. Diversifications remain robust, both in terms of revenues and profitability, and demonstrate once again the relevance of TF1's strategy. The quarter is consistent with our strategy, which consists of tight cost management, pragmatic programming with optimum use of rights portfolio. Although 2012 still looks challenging, we remain confident in our assets and our capacity to keep adapting our model to our environment. We are constantly maintaining a close focus on the evolution of our model, and especially on the balance between audience cost and revenue. That concludes my review of TF1 results for the first quarter 2012. Thank you again for having joined us tonight. Should you have any questions, please do not hesitate to ask. I would finally remind you that the replay of this conference call will be available. You will find the connection details on our website, group-tf1.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you have to press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. We have a first question from Mr. Laurie Davison from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi there. It's Laurie here from Deutsche. Could you firstly just update us on what you're seeing in terms of advertising trends for second quarter? Second question is, what was the impact of the first-run drama obligation, which is non-recurring, which you spoke about in programming costs? Third question is on Broadcasting International. The margin there was only 6% in the first quarter. Given what you're seeing in terms of advertising trends, how do you expect those margins to track for the full year? Thanks.
Thank you, Laurie. On the first question, on Q2, as we see the advertising market and trend, April is good and positive. May is more complicated, including because we are in France during May for bank holidays, which has some impact on the advertising revenues and the budget. So that's what I can say. Visibility remain low, and I can't comment on June. It's too early. June will be very important for Q2. Second question was the impact on French drama on the programming costs. We would say that out of the 32 million euro increase in the programming cost during the quarter as compared to last year, one-third of it is due to French drama proportion of one-third, a bit more of one-third, is linked with French drama. The third question concerning Eurosport and the advertising trend for Eurosport. The trend is a bit better during Q2. That's the only thing we can cite because, again, the visibility is also rather low, but the trend is better in Q2 than in Q1. And just to answer the final question concerning the margin, I just remind you that for 2011, the level of margin has been rather high due to the fact that they had no specific events in terms of rights they will have agreed, which will have a higher cost in 2012 just because they have the different events, including Olympic Games, including the Euro, including African Cup, Football Cup. That's the reason why, of course, there will be a higher level of investment in terms of rights in 2012 as compared to 2011.
Could I just come back on your comments on the advertising market? You said that April is good and positive and May is complicated. Is the net balance of those positive for TF1 core channel? And just very quickly on the margin for Broadcasting International, given what you're seeing at the moment, what would you expect for a full-year margin? Thanks.
I will not give any guidance on the margin of Eurosport for the whole year. I'm just giving the trend, and basis of comparison is not favorable, if I may say, or very high for the margin of Eurosport International for this year. Now, on the advertising market, I can't give you any more information because I don't have. May is not ended, even if it's well advanced. What I can say is that for Q2, June will be very important. We are working every day in order to improve our position on the market. We are quite confident. With Euro in June, we have specific events in June which will help in terms of revenues.
Okay, that's really useful. Thanks.
Yep.
We have a next question from Lisa Young from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for taking my question. Just to come back to the programming cost, can you confirm the level of programming write-downs for the year? So you said it's a non-recurring cost in Q1, but do you expect all the write-offs for the rest of the quarters? And also you were talking about programs postponed in Q1 last year. So to which quarters were these programs postponed? So let's say which quarters this year would you expect easier comps? And second question is on your transmission cost for the core channel. It was down significantly in Q1, so would you expect a similar trend for the year? And last one, what was the level of total recurring savings in the first quarter, and what is your guidance for the year? Thank you.
Thank you. On your first question, what I say is that the French drama write-off or broadcasting first run of French drama, which rights are coming to an end, is not recurrent at this level. That means that during the next quarter, the level of write-off or the level of French drama which will be broadcast because of the end of the rights will be lower than during the first quarter. Less than one third of bit more than one third of 33 million euro. On the second question, which is if I remember. The program which were postponed, they were postponed last year from Q1 to Q2 mainly. So basically that means that we will have a more favorable basis of comparison in Q2. But we have the Euro in Q2 or 12 as well, but that's separate from the programming cost. On your third question, which is Transmission costs, yes, we have made some savings in Q1. We won't have the same kind of savings in the future because, of course, we benefit from a basis of comparison which is favorable before the switch-off. And, of course, I don't know if you remember, but last year we benefit, well, there was a switch-off in the Paris region in March last year. So from Q2 onwards, we won't have the same basis of comparison. I remind you that last year, first quarter, we had both analogic and digital system to pay for, and after the Q1, that was not the case for most of the region, including Paris. So that is something which is specific for Q1, even if till the end of November, we will have an additional amount with a long tail of the switch-off trend last year. Now, concerning the recurring savings in Q1, we don't give on a quarterly basis any guidance, or now we are just reflecting on a yearly basis. We are still, of course, focusing on cost control, as we've done in the past. And of course, we are still working on it, improving with some impact and long tail impact, and getting the benefit of what has been renegotiated last year, and additional cost savings on a regular basis.
And just on your programming cost guidance of 930 million euros, given that what you paid for the euro was, you know, on the low side of our expectation, I guess on your expectations as well, I mean, doesn't that give you more leeway to basically reduce your programming cost?
Well, the cost of the euro, we are very pleased with what we have paid for that. It's not very far from what we have forecast. It's in line with our forecast. So we remain with the same guidance for the 2 years, 2011 or 2012, which includes, of course, the euro, which, again, is not very, very far or very different from what we were expecting.
Okay. Thank you very much.
A last question from Jason from Execution Noble. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Just a couple of questions, please. First one is on revenues received from pay and OTT services. Could you update on where we are and if we expect anything, any increase of any size into the rest of the year? And secondly, in terms of TV advertising evolution versus other media, could you give us an update for Q1 and possibly your view for the rest of the year?
Yes. Well, on pay TV, as you know, we have renegotiated on a non-exclusive basis with telecom operators. It's revenues generated are, of course, in line with the contracts which have been signed at the end of last year. We expect from pay TV additional revenues because of the level and the level of the audience of our channels have increased. Basically, because it's no more on an exclusive basis, but on a non-exclusive one. So that means basically that we should have some trend, a positive trend in terms of advertising revenues on a structural basis. Of course, that will come step by step, including, of course, and will depend, of course, of the level of the advertising market. But as a summary, I would say that we can expect additional advertising revenues in the next quarters and step by step. Now, regarding the advertising trend, other than media, I would say that the first quarter is very specific. We have in France, of course, an economic environment which is not very positive. In addition to that, we had the general election. We still have some general election during the second quarter. It looks like for the whole market, the visibility is very low. and that there is no significant trend for the second part of this year. That's what I can say.
Hi. Sorry, can I follow up on would you be able to quantify if it is material the increase on in revenues from pay and any other OTT services you're expecting for the rest of the year? And lastly, could you give us the performance for the whole TV market and say internet and press for Q1? And if you expect the current trends to continue for the rest of the year?
In terms of give figures or impact of the on the pay TV, what we can expect on that, I would say that from the pay TV services, I can't give you any figure today. That will depend on the context, because that will come from advertising revenues mainly, as the contract has been already settled for the 3 years, starting this year. So we think and we expect some additional revenues, and again, but not quantify. I can't quantify that for you tonight. Now, apart from that, the question of the trend of the other media, as you probably know, in terms of in growth terms, TV have increased by 7.3% during the first quarter, and that is the highest trend as compared to press, radio, internet. So that's a positive trend, which corresponds on DTT of plus 23% out of those 7.3% increase for the whole TV. Press have increased by a bit less than 1%, radio by 2.1%, but those are growth terms. Internet was down during the first quarter, growth terms as well, and that's what I can say. In terms of trend, I would say that for the rest of the year, there is no sign of or reason of change, as long as we are in a global economy environment, economical environment, which wouldn't change.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
A next question from Conor O'Shea from Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Good evening. Three questions. Firstly, just sorry to go back on the programming costs in the first quarter. You said that one third of the 32 million increase came from French drama. Did I understand that a proportion of this related to write-offs? If you could just clarify that, and if you could perhaps give some color as to where the other two-thirds of the increase came from in terms of investment. That's the first question. Second question, on the audiovisual rights business, which had a very strong first quarter, how do you see the rest of the year playing out as you see it at the moment? And third question, on the new DTT channel that you will have, can you give us an idea of what kind of budget or operating losses we should factor in, I guess, for the end of this year and for 2013?
Okay, thank you. In terms of programming costs, again, the level of write-off correspond to first write-off, which were of French drama, second run, which were not broadcast because we can't expect a level of audience which is acceptable for TF1,
okay.
And we had some write-off, direct write-off. On the first run of French drama, under the present regulation, we are obliged to broadcast. So there is no question of writing them off. We have broadcast them during the Q1 because we were pragmatic and we decided to broadcast those first-run French drama, which were not broadcast in prime time, but which were broadcast in part of days, where with a significant, of course, cost for this part, specific part of day, because we couldn't broadcast them in prime time. So they're both. The answer is there is both write-off and broadcast first run on French grammar under the present regulation. I remind you that during the last different calls we had, I always said that we were expecting some increase in whether write-off or impact on French grammar in 2012, just because it's 5 years after 2007, and because in 2007 we had first to invest in French grammar on a rate which was higher than the present one. We benefit now from the 1st January 2009 from a new regulation and a lower rate, and because as well we had a peak in the revenues of TF1 core channel at that date. So basically, they're just being pragmatic and in line with what I have said before. Now, concerning the two other third, that correspond first of reinvesting in new programs. We have reinvest in a program for the access time. It's very important for us, and we have benefit from a better audience and better rate on the access time in during the quarter. So it has been very successful. Of course, revenues will come later on because we have to benefit from what has been broadcast during Q1 and the new programs which have been tested and successfully tested during the first quarter. And that's the case for different programs, including the one you know probably, which is The Voice, and other program in access time. That corresponds probably to one-third of the reinvestment correspond to another one-third, a bit lower than one-third, but that corresponds basically 25%. Now, the third impact is a basis of comparison because last year we have postponed some specific program like U.S. series, which were not broadcast, and first run of U.S. series were broadcast in April, starting in April instead of March or even February, March. So basically we started to broadcast first run and some program from March, mid-February, instead of waiting for April. So that's also part of the reason, which is basically basis of comparison and which will not come, which is just non-recurrent.
Okay.
Now, concerning the second question, audiovisual rights, they benefit from, as TF1 Video is concerned, a very good lineup. The lineup is still very good for the second quarter, hopefully. Nevertheless, they will not benefit from the same significant contribution of one film, which was sold in the video during the first quarter, which is Intouchable. And, of course, that's something which is non-recurrent as well. So the market remained very tough. We are very cautious. Lineup is good. But, of course, this Intouchable film is something very specific on Q1.
Okay.
Concerning DTT channel, HD1, the impact on 2012 will be very, very limited because we probably will launch this channel in November. Maybe even December, so the impact will be very limited. Now, concerning 013, we will work on synergies and using his, as far as possible, existing rights, and so we will limit the impact on the global EBIT for the group. So that will be more synergies, even if on a standalone basis, we know that this channel will not be self-supporting as the others before at least 2015 because they will cover the whole population step by step and the whole population will be covered by those HD channels. In 2015, not before.
Great, thank you. Very helpful. Just one follow-up on the programming cost guidance. On average, 930 million for 2012 and 2013. As things stand, do you expect a big difference in programming spend between those 2 years, or would you expect at this stage roughly similar?
We expect more than 930 in 012,
okay.
and less in 013, just because that includes all
sure.
those sports events, and in 013 we don't have the Euro or any sports event. In 012 we have the Euro, and we have some part of Olympic Games, which will come during the summer. We have some rights on Olympic Games, so that will also impact the programming cost.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
A next question from Mr. Nicolas Titio from Exane BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, Philippe. I have two, three questions. The first is regarding the accumulated losses for the new channel. Can you give us your estimated budget for this? Second question is regarding the buyback. The share price is weak, like the stock market, but do you think that there is an opportunity to make some buyback there? And the two last questions, advertising trend that you mentioned for Q2, is it based only on gross revenues, or do you imply that the negotiations are good in April and tough in May? And the last question is regarding Intouchable. Is the Q1 only the positive impact from the box office, or shall we expect positive revenues from the DVD sales afterwards? Thank you.
Thank you. Concerning the losses and cumulative losses of HD1, I would say that it's difficult and not necessary, very relevant today to give you some figure, just because first of all we will work on synergy, and again depending on the contribution or of to the group losses or benefits or the standalone result, break even is a different question, and that will depend on the level of synergy. And second thing is that apart from the position of TF1 Group, that will depend on the competitive environment and the competition with the others. So we have to adapt HD1 with the strategy of the group to take into account the competing environment where we'll have in 013. 012 is not relevant, of course, as I mentioned. Now, concerning the second question, buyback shares, we have said that we will take we may buy back some shares depending on the level. We of course have to, we are regulated, so no question to do so before results and so on, as you know. So but there is no programming, buyback share programs which have been settled or asked or recommended by the board to the board. So we will do that on a case-by-case basis, as we've done before, and we might take some position on a case-by-case basis. Concerning the advertising Q2 trend, it's not a question of negotiation. The growth, the trend in terms of growth is good for April, plus 12%, and the net is positive for April. Concerning May, it's too early. It's probably also a combination of being tough in terms of volume, just because, again, those four banks holidays. We have a long bank holiday for the 1st of May in France, for the 8th of May, and we have two additional bank holidays, which were last year in June. So, of course, again, basis of comparison for May is not very positive. That will be better for June. But that's the reason why it's not a question of negotiation, but the trend is more in terms of volume and in terms of pricing, which could be not at the same level just because of the period and because of the nature of the different part of the day and the week. Now, concerning the last question for TF1 Video, the lineup is good from what we expect. We can't expect the same level both in terms of revenues and in terms of profitability as we had for TF1 Video, I'm not talking about the catalog, but I'm talking about TF1 Video, as we had during the first quarter, just because it's very specific and due to Intouchables, but we take it, and it's a very positive impact, and of course, very successful for us. It's a good choice from TF1 Video, good negotiation, but of course, concerning the remaining part of the year and the next 9 months of the year, the market is very tight, it's very tough, and the trend is not very good on the market. The performance of TF1 Video for the first quarter is something a bit special. We have said that we expect, of course, to improve significantly audiovisual rights in 2012 as compared to last year, of course. And concerning catalog and film production, the trend is positive, but again, as in this specific field, you never know before, and you know very well this. So we expect, we'll see. We have films which will be presented during the Cannes Festival. Opening and closing of the festival are at TF1 audiovisual films, so we are very proud and very pleased that hopefully will be successful. We'll see.
Merci.
Thank you.
We have a nice question from Catherine O'Neill from Citi. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi. Just one question on the theme channels, where the margin was only at around 10%, and you talk about that being due to LCI. Is that something that's going to continue through the rest of the year?
Concerning the theme channel, we have an impact of course, the renegotiation and the advertising trend for pay TV channels, which are impacted as well. So that's one of the reasons, which is a bit specific for Q1. So that's the advertising for this thematic channel is something specific to Q1. Doesn't mean that we will be our expectation for the full year.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
We have no more questions.
Well,
thank you. And gentlemen. Yep.
So well, thank you to all of you, and thank you for attending this conference call.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call. Thank you all very much for attending. You may now disconnect.